Silence heard around the world by the 11 players from Iran's national football team who chose not to sing along to the country's national anthem at the opening ceremonies of their game against England. What was clear is that this was a passive protest on the part of these players who have not been vocal about which way they stand, whether or not they support the demonstrators that have been taken to the streets across the country for 10 weeks straight now since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. The general feeling and mood in the capital over the past few days leading up to this game and the World Cup in general has been one of indifference. Many people we spoke to say they will choose not to watch the games that Iran is participating in because they feel like whatever the outcome is, they don't want to celebrate. This is not the time that they feel like they could be celebrating any gains that could be made by their national team. The issue also has been that there has been a lot of pressure on the players themselves by officials to not take sides when it comes to the demonstrations that have been ongoing. But this was clearly a moment that they seized at the opportunity when they had the entire world watching. Iran will be taking on Wales next on Friday. And of course, the big game between Iran and the United States is taking place on Tuesday, November 29th. Whether or not the majority of the public will be watching those games is not clear after the abysmal performance Iran had against England, losing 6-2. But what was clear by watching the team perform today at Khalifa Stadium in Doha was that this was not a very unified team. They were not very focused. And many people I've spoken to here say that they are very much in doubt that the Iranian national team will be able to advance for the first time beyond the group round. The coach, Carlos Quiroz, has said that he believes in leaving the politics out of football, but what has been very much proven now is that that is very difficult to do.